Welcome back to another episode of the Top Dogs Podcast, where we are exploring another mental health topic. In the first half, we will share insights on overcoming adversity and rebounding from setbacks, delving into effective strategies for overcoming obstacles, and drawing from our own experiences to offer valuable advice. So get set for an empowering mental health discussion on the Top Dogs Podcast, overcoming adversity and rebounding from setbacks. Now, a little short disclaimer, we are not mental health care professionals. Please seek professional advice if your experience is what we're discussing. We're taking from our own personal experiences, and we just want to share with you what happened. Please take that into consideration. I'm Sri Markadad.
I'm Kit Clausen.
I am Colton.
Sick. And I was muted. And I'm Trick the Stick.
Amazing.
Off to a great start.
Alrighty,
gang. Can you imagine when Colton joins these things? It's bad.
I personally have gone through a lot of struffle and strife in my life, but what about you guys? Can you share a personal experience of overcoming adversity or rebounding from a setback in life?
Stream, why don't you take this one?
So, my most recent situation, I had a beef with somebody, but luckily everything got resolved. But I had a situation where I've commissioned somebody to do some sort of work for me, and they ended up not delivering the quality of work that I wanted. And I confronted them about it because I wanted this to work out and I wanted them to be proud. And, you know, being on the podcast, being a content creator, you know, I'm kind of advertising their work. Sadly, they refused to do any sort of work because they considered the avatar, the commission was actually delivered, which I did agree upon to, but the thing is, I was really, really busy with a new product that I released, and I was not able to check on time what was happening. So when I confronted the artist concerning that, it did stir up a lot of drama and a lot of conflicts and frustration and anger. Not to stretch myself too far, but we actually ended up talking and resolving the issue. What about you, Kit?
For getting over some adversity, so you all know, I've talked about it many times, I was previously married and I'm now widowed, and there's a lot that goes into picking up the pieces. Right now, actually, I'm working on doing home repairs, and I don't have all the tools necessary to fix my home. I'm having to depend on other people to donate their time to me, so that together we can get these repairs done. It's very draining mentally.
Can you imagine that?
Because when I have the motivation, I don't have the tools needed. And the only thing I can do really is just to keep pushing one step at a time.
Yeah, that sounds great, Kit. For me personally, I think one of the biggest setbacks in my life was probably when during my PhD, and I was in a 5-year long-term relationship with a guy from Australia. We met in 2017-18, then COVID happened, and then my life got turned upside down because I wanted to move to Australia at the time. But then COVID hit and I had to find a job because I graduated with my degree, so that was fun.
You don't say.
So during the COVID era, I was exploring, you know, kind of like what life had to offer because I was in academia for like 10 plus years of my life. So I just lost my 20s to schooling, but you know, very worth it. During the COVID era, we kind of fell apart because I was hanging out with more friends. I was kind of going out more as COVID restrictions were lifting up, and then we kind of just started drifting apart. That was a huge thing for me to go and just live out about a long-term relationship just falling apart on me before my eyes. But that's the thing about long distance relationships, especially when it's like across the ocean. So it was fine. I'm okay now.
Yeah, I feel you. COVID was a really hard time for me too. I lost my father to COVID and cancer at the same time, and that was probably one of the hardest things in my life that I had to deal with so far. Thank you. You know, I'm still healing from that, and the button gets pressed every now and then, but the ball has definitely gotten smaller. You know, time heals wounds. Time is healing this one, thankfully.
Yeah, I actually never understood that. like the phrase, like when I was younger, like 2021, like time heals all wounds, right? So like I never understood that, like why would time heal wounds in that way? But then it's just a matter of processing, reaching out to your support network, just living your life like you would, and then eventually your brain just processes it like it's a part of your experience, like anything else, good or bad.
When we say time heal all wound, it also means that if you give enough time, yourself enough time, eventually you'll get over situations. You'll find different solutions. You'll recover from situations that are happening. So if you're completely desperate and trying to find what to do, if you just wait it out, eventually everything will come back together and you just have to be patient. Basically, what it means is just be patient. It will eventually get better. And you know, as they say, there's always sunshine after the thunderstorm.
Of course. But notice how I said not all wounds. Not all wounds are healed with time, but some wounds are healed with time.
They stop bleeding, but they're still there.
How did you all initially react to the setback? And what steps did you take to start rebounding the rebound process?
When I first realized how heavily these obstacles were affecting me, like I had to do some self-reflection, like why do I have so little energy lately? Why do I lay in bed at night for hours just doom scrolling on TikTok? And I had to stop and realize, oh, you're depressed.
Well, duh.
Once I realized what the cause was, I felt better. Now I know what this obstacle is. Now I can tackle this obstacle head on instead of wondering what's causing this to happen. Also, talking about it too. There's not really a solution other than what I've already been doing, but just being able to talk openly about it, it takes a bit of the weight off of your chest.
Absolutely.
So I was actually going to present one of my PhD thesis works at an international eye conference in Australia. It was on the Gold Coast. And my job allowed me for like 2 days of buffer because it's a 14-hour flight. So we had like a day or so before the conference actually started so we can recover and be, you know, 100% be okay. So I was telling, you know, my partner at the time, the ex, like, hey, I can come in right in the morning, like at 6 or 7. We can spend a day and I can check in late at the hotel because like they don't care, like as long as you like let them know you'll be checking in late, like it's fine. We made those plans probably like 5 or 6 months, but during the 5 or 6 months it was like a falling out, becoming distant. That's when COVID restrictions started going away at this point. When I flew to Australia, they picked me up from the airport and you know we had, you know,
sounds a little DTF-y.
The short end of it was we decided to mutually break up. I didn't react at first, but then it was a nice 45-minute drive to the Gold Coast from Brisbane, which I flew into. After I had time to process it in the car ride, I was like, I'm gonna go and be crazy. I'm gonna meet the locals and, you know, have fun with them, go to the beach. It's a lot of the stuff at this conference which I knew about already, and it's like I went to a couple of them, but like during the afternoons when like it was beautiful, I just went to the beach and just like met up with the locals and a couple of furries. It's exactly what you all are thinking out there, absolutely, but I'm not gonna say it. That was it. It was not positive, not good to the rebound process, but there was a lot of rebounding in the rom-com kind of way for sure.
Okay,
what about you, Stream? How was your initial reaction to what happened?
When I realized that my artist didn't want to communicate with me and was refusing and was not being objective on the situation, I got really, really, really frustrated. Because as a business owner, the stuff that this person said and did to me felt was unacceptable and unprofessional. I'm like, look, man, I'm doing promotional stuff for you. I do TikTok. I do this podcast. Like, this is good business for you because you do amazing work. And he is legitimately talented. But the fact that he didn't want to offer any sort of warranty really frustrated me. And I thought that was like, dude, if you're pride in something you do, you should offer some sort of warranty. Now, I understand his point of view that sometimes people can be really a real pain in the rear, because sometimes you wish you never had business with those clients because they're pushing that guarantee all the time and it's absolutely atrocious. But I was willing to compromise and I admitted my faults, you know, that, okay, I should have told you before I accepted the delivery. There's things that I let fly because I thought our friendship was more important, but clearly we're in a relationship of business and friendship had no place in this instance. And he knew I was a difficult client too. I just got frustrated at the lack of flexibility from this person. And I mean, and I told him, like, look, I have clients where I've told them, look, once you pay me, I do not offer warranty because everything is made to order. So I have to buy the material. But now my business have grown to a point where it doesn't matter as much. So I've been flexible to show good faith, you know, to do so that the client feels like they're special, they're treated well and nicely, and we can do exceptions. After we concluded that this was not going to work, he started ghosting me. And he blocked me on Twitter, and I got kicked out of his Discord quietly, and it just went south from there. And I remember keeping talking about this, and for all the people that heard me complain about it, it was not a meant to backstab or bash the person. It's just when I have an emotion going on, whether it's good or bad, I need to vocalize it because it's one of my coping mechanisms. Now, I have to be very careful because the person that I vent to, that person, I need to know if they'd be trustworthy, otherwise they start spreading it to people. Even though they did me wrong, I try to put myself in their shoes. And, you know, sometimes you make sure you treat people the way you want to be treated. If there would be a situation, I would want people to get both sides of the story before making their judgment. It was difficult, but I had to be patient. I had to learn to let go of things and realize that sometimes the situation will never get resolved. And that was the most difficult part for me. I had to cope with it. And it was hard, but I ended up being able to make it.
Oh, yeah. So for me specifically, the way I initially reacted was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I actually starved myself. Did not eat, did not take care of myself. All I did was sleep and go to work. And I eventually got to a point where everyone did not realize that that has been happening. And everyone started congratulating me on the weight loss, and that drove me even deeper into the spiral, because I was like, oh, this is a good thing? Okay! I did find healthier strategies to cope eventually. I'm still learning new ways to cope and handle losing my father and all the mental health issues that I do have. What strategies did you find most effective in overcoming obstacles and getting back on track from facing the setbacks?
So, if you all remember from listening, I didn't have healthy strategies because I was just reacting viscerally to what happened. One of the strategies that I used to kind of get over the personal setback I had was just focusing on me, like being okay with who I am. Like, I was already okay with who I am because of all my therapy that I had during grad school. But then really being myself after I graduated, being the independent researcher I am, like, yeah, I'm a researcher, but like, who is Colton? Like, who is the person that is Colton? So from that point on, when I left Australia, I kind of just left my old self behind on that beach and kind of just reinvigorated myself back when I came back to the United States. And I was like a new person with goals, with what I want to do with my life, and kind of just like where I want to take my life in terms of like personal goals and how I want to live it. So I think that's, if you're okay with just self-reflection and just being like who you are and what you want to be and who you want to define yourself as a person, then I think that that's helpful with the rebound process. How about you, Kit?
I can't agree more. I did the same thing when my husband passed away. I've spent the past year rediscovering who I am. Honestly, it's been super healthy. It's important to know who you are, no matter what setbacks or obstacles or tragedies you may be facing. As long as you know who you are, that keeps you grounded. And you know that no matter what, this is who I am and I'm going to be okay. And you might learn new things about yourself. I completely relate to that.
Yeah, it's important where I tell people a lot when I'm giving them advice about life. Be okay with who you are. You can be, you know, if anyone knows who I am, Colton, like, you know who I am, like, and what I do and what I'm okay with. So, like, if you're okay with, like, knowing who I am and, like knowing what I do and, like, use that as inspiration. I have inspired a lot of my friends to be like, it's okay. And if you know, there's a really good episode, actually, on Hazbin Hotel. Episode 4. It's time to lose yourself, Logan. Excuse yourself, let hope in, baby. Play your card, be who you are. Be okay with who you are. And then once you do that, and another thing I learned about raving as well is that you find your vibe tribe. You find the vibes that you most vibe out with people. Like, you feel like, as long as you're putting out the same vibes consistently because you're okay with who you are, those people will flock to you and then you're much better for it. Don't curate yourself just because you want one person or a group of people to be in your life. Like, you should not be doing that. That's very detrimental to your mental health.
If you have to change yourself to fit in with your friend group, you have the wrong friend group.
Basically, don't have a chameleon personality because people will never be able to read you and they will never be able to understand your boundaries because you're always adapting yourself to them. And then when you start being true to yourself, they're going to be like, who the heck are you? Stay honest with yourself and respect yourself while respecting others at the same time. You know, you can tell somebody to go F themselves in a very polite and gentle way, you know, so it's an art in itself, but don't remember who you are at the end. Me personally, dealing with my situation, I think having close friends to talk to was something that was very beneficial. Kit, you probably are the one that heard the story the most, and yes. I'm very grateful for that. Now, for anybody that heard the story and thought I was shaming or backstabbing the person, I was not. I was just having too much emotions, and I tend to vent a lot, and I have to be careful with that. I've done some damage doing it, and for all the people out there, I'm really sorry. I'm not perfect. I'm a human being like all of you, or an Arcanine on the weekends or during the podcast, but whatever. I thought I was somebody that didn't hold grudges. I don't. Once the situation is resolved, I do not hold grudges. But in the meantime, I had to learn to cope with the fact that this person is probably never going to talk to me again. It's probably going to be, you know, this relationship is dead in the water. And I had to accept that. And you know what? As a last-ditch effort, in the hopes of recovering from this, I actually sent the person, I'm like, hey, man, I hope you're doing all right. I know we have our differences. I've actually moved on from the situation. I honestly wish you the best because you're legitimately a really talented artist. I don't know what happened between both of us, but I wish you the best. And I just closed it off. And to me, that gave me the closure that I needed, that I was in peace with the situation. And I actually got a message 2 weeks later of the person. I think it was 2 weeks. And they were willing to reopen again, which I was really happy about. And we made amends. We talked it out. We found a middle ground. And all that story is behind us. And I'm really happy because the guy is kind of sweet. And I thought he was really stiff on his personality. But he did prove me later on that he was more open-minded than he used to be and more understanding. And you know what? That is freaking awesome, and I respect that. And, you know, we're back to being friends again, and I'm really happy.
I really will say, Stream, that not only you, but actually a lot of the team members on Top Dogs is very open-minded and flexible, like mental flexibility. And I feel like that leads really well into the next point you want to make, is like what distinguishes individuals from, you know, rebounding successfully. And I find that people who are open-minded and able to be flexible about certain situations, and they're not seeing things in black and white, like just because like someone had a negative kind of reaction to what you're saying, you don't know what kind of baggage that person is carrying that day. Like, something could have happened to them and you're just at the receiving end of what happened. Like, you don't know, and you're not entitled to know what's happening in everybody's life. So I think just being flexible, being understanding, having some compassion for the people who you're putting effort into in this life will be some really good characteristic traits for kind of overcoming setback and overcoming the negativity that we've been discussing on this episode.
It's absolutely true. As difficult as it may sound, it's really easy in the moment that to let anger take over us. That's why sometimes you should, like, you know, take a little step back and relax, talk about it with your friends. But like you said, a lot of people, sometimes they have a baggage. They have a reason why they're reacting this way. So in order to resolve a situation, it's better to admit to yourself that, okay, you're frustrated. You need time. Give yourself time so that you're able to have a more level head with the situation. And consider that you're only getting one side of the medal. You know, they have their baggage, they have their stuff they deal with, and you're not fully aware. So always give yourself the benefit of the doubt. And nobody's perfect. You do mistakes too. And I think in that resolution, I think it's good to open up with, you know, okay, I'm sorry about this. I'm frustrated at you because of this and that. I know that I can be difficult at times. I can be very picky. I can be very perfectionist, which is understandable. Can we talk about this? So already, if you're showing up an open mind, it really helps to reopen the communication channels and hopefully find a resolution. We don't have to be friends, but we also don't have to be enemies. And we can agree to disagree. What do you think, Kit?
My brain stopped working.
No thoughts. Head empty.
Kit, ADHD Gober. Head pats.
No, it's okay, Kit. I think that really goes into, like, so she really hit a good point about the, like, he mentioned about the, it was like being honest about who you are, noticing your deficits in, like, your personality. So if you are coming into the situation and you're trying to repair some adverse conversation that happened with a person, if you come into it knowing what you may have done wrong in that situation, like saying, yes, I'm a perfectionist. Sorry, I get overbearing. I might talk over you. I might get too headstrong. I might do this and that. That will allow you to, that will tell the person on the other side, like, oh, it's not just like, you know, they're coming to me and their deficits and, like, this is what happened that transpired that could have happened through this adverse conversation. You know, what happened to you, Stream, and the other, and that person?
Absolutely.
Like, because you were very honest about who you are, that other person was recognizing that and they're like, oh, okay, let me be honest with you now and we can start repairing what happened. And now you have a beautiful relationship with this person, which is amazing. I'm happy for you.
Really happy.
Stay up to date with our Top Dog podcast by subscribing to our YouTube channel and ringing that notification bell. Follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. Hit that follow button to be notified for every new episode. Share the love by leaving us a quick review or rating, and connect with our community by joining our Discord server and Telegram community chat. We'll find all the necessary links in our link tree down below. We appreciate your support.
Hey, Top Dogs fan. If you're looking to snag awesome perks while supporting us, explore our server subscription on Discord or Patreon. By becoming a podcast supporter, you'll access exclusive behind-the-scenes footage, join supporter meetups, and express yourself with a custom hand-drawn emoji featuring the Top Dogs team. You can also chat with the podcast team and the fellow fans. Plus, we've got the brand new After Dogs show for mature audiences only at just $2.99 a month. Craving more? Upgrade to the podcast supported plus for $5.99 a month. Enjoy episode voting, suggest podcast episode, and become part of our live audience. Plus, unlock exclusive sneak peeks of upcoming ideas, merch drops, and much more in the future. There's no obligations to these subscriptions, but support genuinely makes a huge difference for our team. And to those who've already subscribed, a heartfelt thank you sincerely from the bottom of our hearts. We love you all.
Ooh, and if you don't subscribe, we will send a peanut butter and jelly man to come and eat all of your bread.
Where are they gonna put the jelly? Oh, crackers.
Man, I can't put my jam anywhere now. That's a shame.
You just eat it with a spoon. It's kind of tasty for a midnight snack, to be honest.
You're eating at midnight? No wonder you're so big.
I mean, you always got to keep that jar of peanut butter handy just in case.
You know? Exactly. There you go. You never know you're going to have a peanut butter emergency.
Yeah, exactly. Then your mouth gets sticky and it's annoying.
What advice would you give to someone who is currently facing setbacks and is unsure of how to begin the rebound process?
When you're going through the rebounding process after getting past an obstacle, you have to remember to take care of yourself. They don't call it an obstacle for a reason. It's it's a challenge. So just overcoming that challenge, you should be able to congratulate yourself for that. So take care of yourself. Take yourself out to dinner or buy that new game you've been looking at. Go watch a movie. Do something nice for yourself once you've overcome this obstacle. And then you can feel reinvigorated to take on the next challenge.
As long as you know who you are, do things that give you pleasure and let your mind heal, because it takes you out of that mindset which you approached with the adversity. So just do things that give you pleasure. And if you can't find anything, or you can't find the mental energy to do that, talk to your friends, talk to loved ones, talk to anyone that you consider close to. Like I said, be open-minded. If they suggest something, that means like they saw that you enjoyed it, no matter how long ago it was. So give it a try, and you never know.
You couldn't said it better. I 100% agree with what you're saying. You know, sometimes your friend will try to pull you out of a situation, and you might not have the energy, you might not have the will to do it, but usually when they do it because they know you and they got your well-being in heart and give out their hands for you. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to grab it, but trust me, do it and you won't regret it. It's going to help you out. And keep yourself busy with stuff sometimes. If you don't know how to cope with a situation, as again, time heals all wounds. If you don't know how to cope with a situation, well, keep yourself busy with fun, interesting projects. If you want some, I got plenty to give out.
I knew a furry in high school, but then like I didn't really do furry until COVID. I'm a COVID furry. If people know what that is. Whiplash knows what that is.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, forget it.
So I started doing like Twitch streams, going to Discord, like finding out what furries do. I did Ferality, and then I started going to in-person fur cons like Philadelphia, FWA, Fruitcake Atlanta. And then it's like, hey, I want to help people run these things. And now I'm staff at two cons, and you know, and we're doing this Top Dogs podcast and stuff that we're having down the pipeline. So this is really fun. Like I really enjoy what the furry community does. And if you also enjoy and you love what love what you see, reach out, because you never know what they might need, including Top Dogs. We have a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, so be excited.
Volunteer at your local FurCon. You don't know the people that you're gonna meet, the beautiful friendships you're gonna make, and like the wonderful individuals you get to come across. It's a beautiful experience. For our next question, how have you grown through adversity and rebounding from setbacks, including healing from narcissism?
Personally, I've through that whole situation, you know, I strongly believe that everything happens for a reason. Okay, there's, as hard as it can be, there's always a silver lining to every situation. And if you learn a single bit of information, to me, it is worth it. And I've realized through my situation with my artist and my friend that I've realized that I can actually hold grudges. I thought I didn't, but I actually do. And I do struggle coping with a lack of communication, and it really frustrates me. I had to learn that sometimes things cannot be resolved the way I want them to. And that sometimes I have to accept the truth that maybe I'll never get resolution. Maybe this person will never talk to me again. And I hate being at war with people. I hate having beef. We don't have to be enemies. We don't have to be friends either. I believe in like this little gray zone in between. We can be acquaintances again. Honestly, when I thought I've given all the work necessary and all the thoughts that I gave, then I actually got the answer I wanted. Once I've accepted the fact that it was gone forever, then actually the person actually opened up to me and we discussed it. It was a good learning opportunity in the end, and I'm really grateful for that. What about you, Kit?
I feel stronger after overcoming my obstacles this past year. It was like I had to prove to myself that I could do it. I have a lot of pride, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. I am a very proud fox, but I try not to ask for help if I can help it. Just knowing that I was able to overcome these obstacles on my own, that I feel stronger. Like I proved to myself, yeah, you can do this. What else are you capable of? And so now I'm looking at moving out of my hometown now at the age of 34, going out on my own. A month ago, I flew on my first airplane ever. I'm doing things.
Yeah, you told me about it.
I'm doing things on my own now that I never thought I would do. And it's great. Like, every time I try something new, I learn a bit more about myself. I feel stronger because of it.
It's fantastic. Very inspiring.
Yeah. I wonder who gave you the motivation to do that. That's weird. I don't know them. Weird. But for me, growing through... How dare you? I don't even know what you said. Because I'm ignoring.
I didn't finish my sentence. I didn't want to interrupt. I stopped talking not interrupt you.
It's fine. But how have I gone through adversity is just knowing who I am. So, like, really, like, knowing, like, who I am and getting to know the person that is Colton, as weird as that sounds, you are the hardest person to know. And I will take that to my grave, because your personality changes as you learn more about yourself and what you're passionate about, what you're motivated about to, like, get out of bed every day. Like, that changes, and that's normal. Like, it's okay if you don't like the thing that you liked a year ago or 2 years ago or even, like, a week ago. Like, that's fine. Like, that's just normal. So don't beat yourself up over it. You're just finding more about what you like versus what you don't like. And you don't know what you don't like until you do it. Just do it.
Just do it!
Reconsidering life choices right now.
Oh yeah,
you want to tell right everybody now what you were doing before we started recording?
Yeah,
Sri, okay, what were you whatever doing? Yeah, uh-huh.
What about life choices?
Life choices.
Yeah,
what, the fact that I want to learn Gen Z, Gen Alpha, or something else?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
insert TikTok here.
No, I've been learning. Oh god, for real, got to be the goat in the language. Gotta keep that
goat of the language.
Got that Riz going.
Gonna
sure
get that Rizzler status. Yeah. Gonna get that Riz. Yeah.
Oh my god, Stream. Do I need to, like, totally, like, give you the Rizzler treatment, you stinky
Can you share any strategies or techniques for cultivating self-empowerment?
So I truly believe that anytime you do something wrong, okay, don't bash yourself over the head with the situation. Don't call yourself a stupid idiot. Don't call you a dumb whatever, okay? We all do mistakes. It's part of learning, okay? Accept that. And sometimes I think it's really important to understand that, you know, sometimes you do mistakes. You might feel like you're not in the wrong, but you could be in somebody else's eyes. So just generally speaking, I think keeping an open mind on other people's point of view is very important. And if you're not sure, ask your friend and be like, I need honest truth. Am I really like this? How do you perceive me? I think keeping an open mind to self-improvement is the key to success here. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. You have to accept that, because it is the cold hard truth. And if you're not sure, ask your friend. Leave the benefit of the doubt and communicate. And if you do something good, one thing I like to do, life is full of small victories and you should celebrate all of them. Responsibly, of course. But it's really easy to see this big project, this big mountain, and get, like, overwhelmed and giving up. But if you see this mountain in a bunch of little plateaus and you give yourself small achievements, you're going to see that mountain is not so hard to climb after all.
Just to build off of what you said, little steps. Break up the tasks into smaller tasks. But not too many small tasks to overwhelm yourself. But enough that it breaks down the big task into manageable bite-sized pieces. For example, you don't eat your meal all in one bite. You eat it in individual parts. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to improve.
Yeah, my dog doesn't take small bites. He just go like, whoop, just bites the whole thing. Sorry, I wanted to drop that. One thing I want to add, a lot of people, they come up to me like, Stream, I don't know why this person blocked me. I don't know why nobody talks to me. This is the moment where you should realize you should probably introspect and try to think, like, what's happening. It takes an effort for somebody to block you. So if somebody is blocking you, it's probably because you did something wrong.
God, I hear that so often.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
I feel some people block too easily. I think it's a childish behavior that just fuels the drama and creates more problem than what it is. You don't have to be friends, but you don't have to block somebody and cut communication in the hopes of resolving this issue. So if you notice that people leave when you enter, or you get blocked, or you get unfriended, maybe you should start introspecting. What are you doing? How are you reacting? And for the people that are still there, ask them honestly and be willing to receive the criticism, because they're giving it to you and they're still around you because they actually care. That's important. And these are the true friends of gold you should not let go.
I am going to have to disagree just a little bit on the blocking is childish behavior, because
I know where you're going with, and I agree with you. Go ahead.
blocking can be a very healthy tool, especially for keeping your space. You need to make sure to curate your online experience to not cause you strife and depression every time you go online. So the blocking tool is a good tool to use, in my opinion. Especially if someone's being mean to you, or like specifically like trolls, for example, are a really good thing that you should be blocking. You know, it's because like interacting with them is just going to feed their behavior. It's rewarding it. The block button is there for a reason.
Absolutely. And I will continue your point where the block tool can be actually really useful. If you need space, it is good. And if somebody is harassing you, is not letting go, then absolutely you can use that block button. But just consider unblocking that person, and maybe you'll be able to resolve that situation. And you don't have to for everybody, but just keep an open mind that maybe this person will actually admit their faults and they will want to reach out and apologize to you, which in itself can help you feel a little bit better. Maybe not. It's really on a point-to-point basis. But what I ask people to do is, if you're the type of person that regularly blocks people, please consider unblocking them at some point, because I'm pretty sure that nobody means to be mean to everybody. And we all do mistakes. Misunderstandings happen all the time, and sometimes you just got to talk it out. But if the person is not stopping and is insisting, yes, then yes, obviously use the block button. Your mental well-being is very important.
Go ahead, Kit. You had the last word.
So when... Crap, I just had it, and my brain... I am struggling tonight, guys.
The fox snatched it.
Take your time.
Fox snatched it on the team. That's why we should not have more foxes. They're known for stealing.
Okay.
Things. Yes, okay, I'm a speciesist. So... What you gonna do? I'm so toxic.
Cultivating.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, stop it. I've got it back now. So, techniques for cultivating self-empowerment. I am a big fan of affirmations. I wake up in the morning and I go, I'm brushing my hair in the mirror, and I've talked about this in your Discord before stream. I heard it from somewhere else and I started doing it. They call it the Wonder Woman pose. So you look in the mirror, and the part of the point of this is you do feel silly doing this. Absolutely. But you put your hands on your hips and you poke your elbows out and you just breathe. And you tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself. I'm awesome. I'm going to have a good day today. I got this. I'm strong. Whatever you need to hear from yourself, tell yourself in the mirror. But when you put your hands on your hips like this, that's important too, though, because it opens up your airways on your sides. It helps release endorphins. You absolutely feel very silly looking at yourself in the mirror like that. But it works.
What you're doing is you're reprogramming your subconscious mind. You're telling yourself that you're a good person. And with repetition, you should fake it till you make it. Because it always works. And that's how, that's one of the process I went through. Yeah, it's one of the process I used to get over my depression. Without taking any single meds, it was one of the many tools that I used to heal myself back up. It's working down that self-confidence. It takes a while. It takes a lifetime, but everybody can do it.
Sometimes medication is important, though, especially if your brain is unbalanced and it's naturally unbalanced, like mine.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's cool that you weren't able to, that you didn't need medication, but some people, like me, we do.
And there's no shame in that. There is no shame in that. Like I mentioned, I'm dealing with some depression right now, but I've identified what is contributing to my depression. So in the process of identifying that, I recognize, okay, these are temporary things. I don't feel like I need medication assistance for myself. But everyone is different. If someone else needs medication to assist them with their depression, there's no shame in that whatsoever. The fact that you've looked for help and found help, that is a strength, and people need to remember that.
A strength and a privilege, because not everyone has access to medication or therapy or healthcare, which sucks. Any final thoughts on this episode?
Yes. Love yourself. You're amazing. Believe in yourself and stay open-minded and communicate what you go through. And if you find good friends, latch onto them, take care of them, because if you take care of them, they will take care of you.
Mine is never apologize for being who you are. Mm-hmm. You are an individual with a beautiful personality. Let it shine through. And people who recognize that equally as a beautiful personality, they will come to you and you'll have beautiful relationships.
Don't get hung up on your own faults. When you make a mistake, admit that mistake and keep moving forward. Don't get stuck.
Very true.
Progress is not linear. Be gentle and kind with yourself. You're gonna have those bad days, and it's okay. Just weather the storm, and it'll be better in the morning.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous, guys. Love that.
I think that is all for tonight. So woo! I hope you guys had a fantastic time. I hope this episode gave you something to think about. We honestly thank you for being here. We wish for the best for you. So whatever you're going through, give yourself time and stay open-minded. And we care about all of you. So thanks for being here. Have a good night. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Happy time zone. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Happy time zone.
And cut.
Happy time zone is such a thing. True.
I know. Audio sync ending. Audio sync ending.
Oh, yeah, audio sure. Sync. Let's do that right now before I have a giant file to upload. Oh, my God.
I like big booty bears.